You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome, we know we're up, Dino.
Yeah, Dino. Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And of course, Dog Pound, you can check out the all-new Brownscast podcast. Cleveland Browns have given Max Linsky, the host of the show, complete access to the organization. Max interviews players, coaches, and some less familiar figures who play an integral role in managing the day-to-day business of the organization. It's a whole new way to learn about the Browns. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com, the Browns mobile app, or download Brownscast from the iTunes store. Speaking of ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app, the man who produces more content than anybody on the planet, Andrew Gribble, senior staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com, the one-man show, they call him, here in the Browns building, is with us. What's up, Gribbs?
Not much. What's going on with you guys?
All right, we're going to do some quick grades. We'll just do offense, defense, and special teams overall for the season, and then we'll get into some specifics with you. Obviously, get your thoughts on Johnny Manziel, et cetera. But let's start with grades for you offensively this season.
Do you want the good news or the bad news?
We'll start with the offense, and we can break it. You can break it down if you want to, like, give some commentary. But overall, offensively, where have the Browns been?
Well, you know, I'll break it down between passing and rushing with the offense. And I think the passing game, especially when you factor in maybe expectations for this passing game,
yep,
I would put it at about a B+. Okay. You know, you really even had that many turnovers from the quarterbacks. I think probably too many fumbles from your quarterback position this season so far. But I think the amount of production that you've gotten out of that group, it's been better than expected. A ton of yards for a team that's been playing behind a lot this season. And then you look at the running game, I think you've got to make it, I would say, like a D, because of you're 31st in the league in rushing offense, and this is a team that really hoped to run the ball more effectively than it has. I think the Steelers game this past week, there was nothing there. You had a 9-yard run from Duke Johnson, and really that was about it. We've had the quarterback lead the team in rushing at about four times this season. It's just not what you expected from this group, and you hope it can get turned around, because we've seen flashes from Isaiah Crowell. We've seen flashes from Duke Johnson. It's just not being able to play with a lead very much is really, and just kind of going pass heavy in the second half. You really have just not seen that run game get into a flow at all this entire season.
I think you're right about that. For you?
A lot of the same. I think it's extremely disappointing to me, and almost, you know, laughable when we had the caller yesterday bring up the penalty yards versus the rushing yards, which there's a discrepancy of only 13 yards in favor of our ability to run the football. So lack of discipline and our inability to get a ground game going, or to keep ourselves in a football game long enough to be able to really get into a rhythm for these guys. And this is for the offensive line as well. And so I'll do the same as Gribble. I'm going to go with a D for our ability to run the football. It's just not good enough, if not a D-. Because I think it has a lot to do with how much better could our offense be, how much better could our passing game be had we been in football games, how much more open would receivers be for Johnny or Josh McCown had we put a little bit of doubt in the minds in the second half of any of our last five opponents. And so that'll transition me to my passing game. I think I would say a solid B for the passing game, maybe not a B+. And overall as an offense, I think we're a C offense. As you look at, we're 21st in total offense. We're a middle of the road offensive team. We'd be much higher if both in passing yards and rushing yards, if we were able to just run the football just a little bit better.
Yeah, I'm going to give our passing game a B+, our running game an F, and I think overall as an offense we're a C+. I think given what we've got to work with, we really exceeded expectations there. Defensively, we talked about it earlier, D-F range for us on the defensive side of the football for you, Gribbs.
Yeah, and I'll just kind of add to that. I agree with you guys on the grade aspect. I feel like in the last few weeks specifically, and I know it's a weird comparison, I think the run defense over the last few weeks is better than it was earlier in the season.
And I agree with that.
And I think the pass defense has been worse because of probably the big chunk of that is probably due to your injuries in the secondary. But really, it's just nothing has been as great as envisioned during the preseason when, you know, we spent a lot of time talking about how this had the makings of one of the NFL's better defenses. We saw it against the Tennessee Titans, but really that's been about it for the entire season. I thought they played okay against Denver, but then at the end of the game just kind of wore down and let Peyton Manning beat you there. But I think if you go back and look at the last few games, yards per carries from opposing running backs have not been that high. It's just that games like the Cincinnati game, Cincinnati was ahead of all the games, so they're running in the second half. The yards add up there at the end. This past week was probably the best performance against the run, considering what D'Angelo Williams did the previous week against Oakland. But then you let Roethlisberger just have his way the entire game.
All right, special teams. You've got, obviously, Travis Coons has not missed a field goal all year. He has missed two extra points. Andy Lee's been one of the best punters in the NFL. I think your return teams and your coverage teams have been good. I'll give the special teams group an A-.
I'm going to give them a B, and this is something to be critical of them, and because when I think about the special teams unit, I know what they're capable of, as you mentioned, with Andy Lee booming the football, Travis Coons being perfect via the field goal, and Travis Benjamin on his returns. So I immediately go to the bad. What has been the bad? Some shanks and some kind of important situations by Andy Lee. The two mixed extra points I know haven't cost us in a football game yet. I think Travis Benjamin's muff. What was it in the was it in the Raiders game? What game was that?
I believe that was that the
Raiders game?
The muff punt
for Travis?
Yes.
Yeah, it was the Raiders game.
Raiders game. Okay, Raiders game. And then the running into the kicker by whoever it was along our punt rush that put us in a precarious situation, ultimately lost the football game as well.
Yeah, there have been silly mistakes on special teams.
That's what I was going to focus on. The penalties have probably been a little bit too much for Chris Tabor's liking.
Exactly. And for that reason, I think they've been very solid and above average team, and I'll give them a B.
Yeah, I think
you might be right. I'm going to go to a B+. I'm down out of the A.
Yeah, I think with Andy Lee and Travis Coons, they haven't given you much to worry about. I think any punter in the league is going to have a few shanks here and there, but overall they've been solid. But yeah, I'll focus on the penalties. You've had a couple game-changing penalties on special teams this season. The very arguable Tremont Williams offside
and
in San Diego.
And a couple holdings or blocks in the backs have brought back significant returns by Travis Benjamin on the punt return.
This past week, Armani Bryant getting the leverage that led to a touchdown instead of a field goal. So, you know, those are mistakes that you really can't happen. But they've kind of piled up. But I think overall the unit's been solid. Teams are really kicking away from Travis Benjamin on punts now. He hasn't been able to be much of a factor there. And kick return, I just don't know what anyone in the league is doing on kick return anymore. No. There's just so many touchbacks. It's hard to find any. You're almost happy for a guy when he returns it.
If
he gets it back to the 20, I mean, it seems like a victory. So really hard to even judge that position right now.
And finally, Gribbs, your take on Johnny Manziel being named the starting quarterback and what you're looking forward to from this team over the final six games.
Well, you know, we were talking about it earlier, but it's just kind of brought kind of this renewed perspective, renewed hope for the six games going forward. Clearly, playoffs and all those goals are out of the question at this point. But I think it was good because I think this move was going to happen anyways, no matter how he performed against the Steelers. But he put himself in a position where he played well enough to get that job coming off of his best performance of his career. I would say it's better than what he did against the Titans because I thought the Titans game was boom or bust. I know he had a lot of big plays and they won the game, but this was a solid game from start to finish for him. Now I want to see what he can do in a game that I think is going to be more competitive than the Steelers game was this past week, where he's in a position in the fourth quarter where he's going to have to make some throws and win this game for the Browns. Two very desperate teams that want to get off the schneid. I don't expect the Ravens to win this weekend against the Rams, so it could be two-win teams going into that game. So it's just a matter of if the offense can step up around him. If he gets a semblance of a running game around him, if he's not going to have a healthy batch of wide receivers, but maybe a better performance from that wide receiving group coming out. And I thought it was the most encouraging aspect I thought of his last week's performance. He's locating Gary Barnage, which he was not doing against Cincinnati. He's a quarterback's best friend. He rarely drops the ball, and he's getting open even though opposing defenses are adjusting to him.
I agree with that, Gribbs. During the bye week, what's going to be happening on cleanbrowns.com? Do you get a little bit of rest?
I'll rest a little bit. But, you know, it's one of those things where I don't like to stay away very long. You know, Matt was talking about the last segment. I'm the guy that goes on vacation and is still checking my email, still doing all that kind of stuff. So I'll be writing. We had a ton of good interviews today with all the assistant coaches. A lot of good things to pull from that, and that'll carry us over till Monday when we're back in business here.
All right. Andrew Gribble, follow him on Twitter. @Andrew_Gribble. Enjoy the weekend, Gribbs. Thanks for being with us here today.
No problems. Thanks, guys.
All right, when we come back, final thoughts. We'll go back into the mailbag with our producer, Dave Dean Natale. Sagur and Wilhelm, ESPN 850 WKNR.